You can always count me in for a crisp piece of paper, a good pen, a nice wine. Those are a few of my favorite things. From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Taylor Coward, here with Cheryl Jackson and Jennifer Shea Love Bowers. And today, we are looking back at the year of Beyoncé, 2023, and reflecting on the best things that defined our year. We're talking about things we've done, things we've seen, the lessons we've learned along the journey. Get ready to get your Julie Andrews on because we're sharing all of our favorite things. All that and more after the break.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
It's been a long year.
It felt 2023 felt long. I'm sorry, it just did.
But it's been a mix of good and bad. But I think we can try to zone in and think of one word you would use to describe 2023 for yourself.
Tired.
Oh.
Okay, no, strike. Meh.
Okay.
Okay, it's a sound. It's a sound.
I would say growth.
Yeah.
It was a year of growth for me.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Big time. Oh, yeah. I mean, like...
Well, you did change your name right at the end of the year.
I did, but I had the... I just felt more courageous and fearless and just, you know, just like your champion year. And it's really like a setup for what 2024 is going to be.
Mm-hmm. My word is transformative.
Hmm.
I feel like if you can recall, our podcast did launch in the year 2023.
Yes, it did. 2/23/23. To be exact.
2/23/23.
Oh,
that's a bright spot.
Hello.
See,
yeah.
Amnesia.
I feel like that was kind of my kickoff for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I started the year out of the country, and then I came home, and we launched the show, and I've been working and learning about myself. My family has changed. My friends have changed, and just everything just feels like constant change. So it's just been transformative because not all the change has been bad, of course, mm-hmm. And so I'm learning a lot, and I feel like I'm growing a lot. And like you said, the setup, I'm trying to put things in place at the end of the year so that I can just, like, start 2024 running.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake.
Good.
I think my word actually is not transformative.
Mm-hmm.
Duh, it's renaissance.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Because it's 2023, and I do feel like I'm, like, stepping into a new era. My frontal lobe is almost developed. I'm almost 25. Get into it.
I like that. Your frontal lobe is almost
fully developed.
You came in this world with your frontal lobe developed.
She's almost cooked.
Okay.
So, okay, what was your favorite thing about this year?
Getting back to myself, mm-hmm. relearning like who I was before. I feel like I haven't been myself since I was like 12. And I feel like I'm getting back to who I'm supposed to be and who I naturally am.
Mm-hmm.
The Renaissance tour and movie were one of the highlights of the year. Because that was just fun. The lead up to it, mm-hmm. getting there, the after effects, the movie, all of that was great. And starting this podcast, because I don't know where else the three of us would have ever collaborated or been in contact or known each other in this life. And I just think it's so beautiful that this thing like brought us together.
Oh, sweet. It's interesting. I'm curious as to why you feel like this is this year has been the time where you've felt most like yourself, your true self. Is it because you had a lot of, you know, kind of crisis, mm-hmm. personal life crisis that kind of kept you off your footing? Or
I think a beautiful part was finally, I mean, yes, COVID-19 is like still here and people mm-hmm. are still getting sick, but we're technically officially out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, there's less travel restrictions. You can go places. You can, you know, you it's like freer in terms of the world as a whole. And so I think I got to start traveling and I got to start seeing old friends that I hadn't seen in a while who, you know, maybe they take care of an older relative and like can't be around people because, you know, this was before vaccines and we couldn't get sick. And I just feel like life has changed. I entered the pandemic as a college student and now I'm almost 25 and things are just different. And I feel like I'm getting those college life living experiences now at this age. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why I'm feeling this way of like that. Discovering because
a lot was stolen from you.
I've said this before. Right. My 21st birthday was on my couch because it was during lockdowns. And so I remember growing up and hearing people's stories of like, oh, I got home at like 6 a.m, you know, on my 21st birthday. And I was like, yeah, I was at home. Like, I had a great time, but I was at home watching TV. Me and my family all watched the Golden Girls together. And so now the things are freer, like I said. I'm starting to kind of dip my toe into life for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I think that that...
As a grown woman.
As a grown, almost frontal lobe developed woman. And I think that those are those experiences that I think generations before me had already, mm-hmm. but I'm having them now at this age. And so I think that's why I'm feeling my renaissance right now.
Mm. Taylor's outside. We're outside, y'all.
You ain't that outside. I'm so excited.
Speaking of renaissance.
Yeah. What about y'all?
What about you, Jennifer?
Well, okay. So my favorite thing about this year really is a couple of things. Watching my kids grow in a different way. So I got a senior in high school who's about to go to college. So watching him like actually being more responsible, you know, and having a vision for what he imagines that he's going to do and helping him kind of navigate that and supporting him. So that's been really interesting. And then, you know, I've enjoyed trying lots of new things. I've always said yes, but I've just been like we went snowboarding for Thanksgiving and I'm accustomed to skis that give me a little bit more control, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it because it gives me an activity to do with my kid, you know? And so I think just saying yes, trying new things, going new places, experiencing, you know, interacting with people, maybe it might feel uncomfortable or I don't know much about it, but just, you know, the experience of something new. This year I did the Diwali event and it was just, it like fed my soul, you know, because it was just learning something new and experiencing a new culture, but like intimately and not in a way that's fake, you know, like really authentically being part of this experience. And so those are the things that really were my favorite thing. And all that's why I think growth is my word, because they're all about like kind of growing.
I might have the opposite experience from you, Jennifer. Yours is about trying new things. Mine was about going home, which was a great, probably the best thing about 2023 is going home to my roots, not in and out like I usually do, fly in for a day or two and back out. But I went home to help my sister with her campaign, her mayoral campaign. But it also meant that I got a chance to be a part of my family's, my nieces and nephews, their day to day. So I was going to school concerts. I was picking up kiddos from school. I was picking up folks, my nieces for, I've seen more Disney movies. Okay.
we
one was your favorite?
Okay, I fell asleep in a few of them, and I got nudged. Like, my 12-year-old niece looked over at me, and she's like, "How was that nap you just had?" I was like, "Wow, parents have to really be on their toes."
Yeah, be on your toes.
But it was. I enjoyed it, or you know, being with my mother, and you know, being her Uber driver, but also being with her as her generation transitions, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of supporting her and, you know, getting a look at what it means to age. Mm-hmm. And so it was being rooted.
Yeah.
And family, yeah. which I was a highlight.
What'd you learn? What's something you learned this year? Just maybe even in that experience.
Oh, wow. That the downside of being apart from your family is that you don't get the chance to spend time with your family. But the upside is you can just go when you want to go. You don't have to. Or here's the thing. I've come from a big family. Everything is a big production. Mm-hmm. It's herding cats. It's what are you doing? Texting. Okay, I'm out here. Okay, what do you want to eat? What do you? It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I used to just go and take myself out to dinner. I get to have salmon. Now people like don't like salmon. So I'm like, I can't have a salmon, okay? It's just a group dynamic. So it's ups and downs to it. But I think what I realized is I love my independence. Mm-hmm. I love my family, but I love my independence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
What'd you learn?
I think I'm going to be learning up until the 31st of December, honestly, because every day something new is thrown at me. Mm-hmm. I am learning how to care for myself, create space for myself. And caring for myself has taken a lot of form. So like the other day I got a haircut and I hate, I talk about hair all the time, but my hair is like, I've gone through a lot with it. And so I'm very proud of her. And so normally, I like
you got
to
a cut. The
I
other
did.
Day?
Yeah,
I can't
I did.
Tell. See how many inches?
Like 3.
Wow.
It was something. I was like, you got a lot to sweep there, girl. But it just is like I was like, I'm not going into the year with anything dead. I was like,
not dead ends.
Yeah. I was like, take it off.
Take it off.
But yeah, that's a part of my like self-care and self-love. I used to think of it as like a chore. You know, you have to comb your hair. You have to keep it maintained. But having it looking cute is like self-care. And so in my journey of getting back to like the roots of myself, basically, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm more intentional with how I take care of myself. And it's taken on a lot of different forms. And that's what I mean about, like, I'm learning new things every day because I could think of a million things I've learned this year. But I think that that'll be the root of all of them is caring for me. And like, putting me as number one.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
I would say I'm a completely different person.
Me too.
I think I'm more fearless. I'm not afraid of what is perceived as confrontation or conflict, mm-hmm. because I think when you deal with conflict head on and you actually think about it as more of like, hey, there's a misunderstanding, I want to understand,
mm-hmm.
then it's a different outcome.
Right.
You know, and so I'm not afraid of that anymore. I'm not afraid of being redirected mm-hmm. because I feel like there's a greater path for me in the redirection. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just feel more aware of like what is my purpose?
Right.
You know, and also alignment. Like, am I aligned with the things that are connected to what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
So I feel very different than 2022 for sure.
Me too.
What about you, Taylor?
2022 was my grief year. Mm. So I'm definitely a different person. You know, I that's all I can say, really. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I started the year grieving because my dad passed at the end of 2021. Mm. And so I wake up and I'm like, oh, my world and my year is different.
Right.
And so, yeah, the whole year pretty much was like that. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely respect my journey. Mm-hmm. And I, like, am proud of where I am now. And I think my family is handling it in the best way we can. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just like proud of our progress. But that was my 2022.
I was reading a book the other day. Well, I read it some time ago, but I picked it back up mm-hmm. recently. I gave a talk, and the book is called Broken Open. Mm. And it talks about how life crises mm-hmm. come into our lives. They're really gifts, mm-hmm. gifts to grow,
right?
To break open to more. But because they come wrapped in so much pain, they're strange. Mm-hmm. So they're gifts, they're angels, in that it's come to rescue you, mm-hmm. to open you up for more. But because that angel is wrapped in so much pain, they're referred to as strange angels. Mm. So there's your health, there's loss of a loved one, it's a relationship that's, you know, gone sour, toxic relationship, moving. But I think pivots, too, can be very huge, big life stressors. Mm-hmm. So, but they're really, you know, gifts to mm-hmm. break open. So I say all that. 22 and 23 have been gifting me. Okay. Mm.
Some strange angels.
Yeah, some strange angels been popping up on my doorstep. So, I'm just in a season of that. And I think, you know, I'm so hard headed. I'm just like, okay, let me just plug through it. I'm the grace lady, right? I did a TED talk on grit and grace, about grace, and mm-hmm. like, I'm not practicing it. Mm. So I think I'm at a place now, like, okay, let me sit down and sift through all of this.
Yeah.
Like, what mm-hmm. is this mm-hmm. Going on? And like I said, it's not, I've been through crisis with health and divorce mm-hmm. and all that. So these are just hard things.
But that sitting is necessary.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
When I say that all of 2022, yeah, mm-hmm. 2022 was mm-hmm. just me sitting.
Yes.
Yeah. And to try to bounce back.
Yeah. Right.
And I it's nice to sit because you gotta, the body has to recover. There's this book called The Body Keeps Score.
Yes.
And it does. And mm-hmm. you can't just continuously get beaten down by things and try to just power through. You have to just sit and recover. And mm-hmm. so I decided to, like, take 2022 to recover. And, like, I had money saved. And so I slowed down on working. I, like, tried to connect more with family. And I was like, I'm just going to mm-hmm. sit down for mm-hmm. a second. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I started 2023 kind of running. I mean, this show started. I started working again. Like, I've just been kind of going this whole year. But I feel like my year of sitting in 2022 and healing kind of fueled me for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, that's part of finding the gift. Mm-hmm. You have to stop.
Right.
And listen.
Would you say that there was like a defining moment this year where you felt a shift in how you wanted to move forward for the coming year? You were like just a moment where you were like, I got to do this differently next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
Fresh.
Okay. 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Well, you know, I'm one that would tell it all. I'm an open book.
But you don't
but
have
I'm
to.
Stopping right there.
You don't have to because, like you said, like we just both said, it's fresh. It's fresh. And so you kind of just got to sit like we just talked about. So, Jennifer, what about you?
Literally, I remember the day I was like sitting on my couch looking at Instagram, and there was this little thing that came up about this place called Change Church, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow. Well, it's kind of interesting that it says change because, like, everything just after that was screaming change, you know? Mm-hmm. And some things had sort of shifted at where I was, you know, worshiping. And so literally I went to this place and it was like it was just speaking to me, speaking my language. It was challenging. I felt like stimulated in the way in which I was actually learning something again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I found it to just be a great change, like something refreshing and fresh and like, and challenging. And so that was like my pivotal moment.
It doesn't have to be
all of it.
Like in 2022, spiritual fuel is definitely what helped me. Like I was a church hopper, but like this year, I think my fuel was like my dreams.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have, it's not even nice. You have to have something that's like going to keep you pushing.
Yeah.
And it's nice when it's a positive thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not the only teary one around here today.
I don't want to squeeze you.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't cry on the last cry episode.
Those are good tears.
They are good tears. Because it's like very nice to look back and be like, I'm fueled by like positivity.
Happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm fueled by happiness because that was not the case. Grieving.
Right.
But I still had like people around me supporting me.
Yes.
So that's great.
Oh,
I
wish I had a tissue.
No, I'm gonna use my
hands. These are healing tears. They're good.
No, they're definitely healing tears. Mm-hmm. This was a very woo-woo episode. I loved it.
What do you all want to leave behind in 23? Don't want to take with you into 24?
Hmm. Well, that's
doesn't
a good
really
question.
Have to be negative. It can be just.
I have one that's silly.
Yes.
I don't want to see any more TikToks and documentaries. That upsets me.
TikToks.
Like, I'll be watching a documentary, and I liked the use of TikToks in Beyonce's documentary when they were like showing people in the audience. Mm-hmm. But I was watching a serious crime documentary, and then it cuts to people on TikTok. Like,
I know how you feel about your crime documentary.
Yeah, I was in it, and then it kind of took me out of it to see that. And I think it's a trend now, and I want that to stop. And then on a personal level, I think I want to leave behind saying yes to everything. Mm-hmm. I am like a, I'm not a yes man because I'm getting better at standing up for myself, but I think that there are parts of me that just, it's just easier to say yes and go along with something.
Appeaser.
Yeah.
You know, you want to please and appease.
Not even that. It's just like, oh, it's your birthday. You know, I'll go, ugh, you know,
right. Yeah.
And just getting better at being like, I'm not really feeling up to it today. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to stay home and I'll catch you next time. And I think that goes back to what I said earlier about, making space for Taylor and taking care of Taylor. And so that's my thing that I'm going to work on is you don't have to say yes to every social engagement and everything that comes your way. You can start to be a little more choosy on things.
Well, you've got good opportunity to practice because these are the holidays.
Ugh.
And the holiday season just ratchets up.
If you saw my happy hour calendar, you'd be like,
you're
doing
too much. So good practice. All right. Yeah, you're doing too much. So this is good. Remember, like I get to practice boundaries.
Yeah.
And we're doing a session on that with our therapist on holidays, how to manage
that is key.
Stress during
the holidays. That is key.
That's key.
What about you, Ms. Bowers?
I'm letting go of the past.
Oh, okay. One big thing you let go of.
Yeah. I'm letting go of the past.
The name.
The name, which is the past. And, you know, I think, what else am I letting go of? You know, I'm letting certain people go.
Mm.
and like, ooh, you know, they might still be friends, but I'm like, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay trying to make that work, you know? I'm just letting it go.
Letting go to make room.
Yes.
For next.
For new.
For new. For new. Next.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
New
for
now next.
I need new. new. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you liked what you heard, subscribe us on Apple Podcasts and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens. And follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast. You can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Bowers, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
And you can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on social media at Cheryl Jackson. And that's Cheryl with an E.
And you can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online. When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and a part of the NPR network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brennan Banaszak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Engineering by Ethan Schwab. See y'all next week.
Bright copper kettles and warm yellow mittens.
Yes.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.